if bought, but sometimes traded. A poor man may give one as easily as a king. When one is broken, pain and deceit are assured. What is it? The cost of making, only the maker knows.
Mm-hmm.
Valued if it's bought, mm-hmm. but sometimes traded. A poor man may give one as easily as a king. When one is broken, pain and deceit are assured. What is it?
As an only, I don't know.
Oh. Well, you can be part of the conversation. 0955-997-997 or 0979-192-485. If you know the answer, you text us. Those are the numbers you can come through with. Here is the Brain Buster again. Just to get you kickstarted throughout the morning. The cost of making, only the maker knows. Valueless is what? But sometimes traded, a poor man may give one as easy as a king. When one is broken, pain and deceit are assured. What is it?
Absolutely no answer. But if you've got it, definitely do call us.
Our breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your one
Power FM. Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
Wana Mayadi, a.k.a. Hidden Flair. You're listening to Power FM.
A Zambia in the truth. That just means red and apple.
Oh, Power FM 91.3
KCZ. Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Otakwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Oasis Forum gears up against constitutional amendment process, resolves to petition the Concord to nullify the constitutional reform process. Lusaka prominent lawyer Makhebi Zulu filed nomination for Patriotic Front presidency amid a skewed supporter turnout. In international news, former South Africa President Zuma's daughter pleads not guilty to incitement charges. And in sports news, Zambia under 17 national team holds Brazil.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shakaina Sakala. Lusaka prominent lawyer Makhebi Zulu yesterday filed his expression of interest for Patriotic Front presidency amid a huge supporter turnout. Hundreds of people gathered in anticipation for Council Zulu formally filing in his nomination to contest for the Patriotic Front PF presidency in the 2026 elections. Party members, supporters and inquisitive bystanders surrounded the PF secretariat to witness the submission of Mr. Zulu's nomination, the situation viewed as one of the party's most high-profile potential candidates. Speaking shortly after filing in his nomination, Mr. Zulu said his decision to run for the top position is not driven by personal ambition, but by a genuine desire to unite both party and the country. He stated that his motivation is inspired by the late former head of state's vision to restore democracy, uphold rule of law, and protect human rights. In the meantime, Mr. Zulu observed with concern the shrinking space for freedom of expression in the nation, stating that citizens should be able to speak freely without fear of intimidation or persecution.
I am here as a candidate hoping to participate in this race, not for selfish ambition, but for purposes of uniting the party. That is what President Isaac Rwarungu died for. I remember the day he was coming back into active politics. He says, "Let us restore democracy to our country. Let us restore the rule of law to our country. Let us restore the respect for human rights to our country. Let us make sure that the institutions of governance are respected by everyone and they are independent." That's what he died believing. And someone needs to carry the baton and continue. We will not forsake the vision of our forefathers, who fought for this country to be free. To be free so that you are all able to speak. Why is it that you have to go out of the country to be able to speak freely? You must be able to speak freely within Zambia. And the government must protect your right to say what you think, even if they don't agree with it.
And Commonwealth National Youth Ambassador Ruth Ngoma has called on young people to prioritize integrity and leadership qualities when choosing candidates in next year's general elections. Speaking on the Power Breakfast show yesterday, Ms. Ngoma cautioned that youth should not vote for candidates merely because they are young, but should instead consider those with a proven track record and the ability to deliver positive change. She further encouraged aspiring young politicians to demonstrate commitment, discipline, and a sense of service if they hope to win the confidence of their peers. The ambassador also urged youths to register to vote on the ongoing voter registration exercise, noting that participation in election gives them the power to influence governance and hold leaders accountable rather than resorting to violence to express dissatisfaction.
I think the first thing I can talk of is competence. Like, is this person competent? And I'll also look at accountability. Does this person has a sense of accountability to things that go on? And then maybe the last thing I could look to is this person a people person? Because some people want to be in leadership just on the power, but really they don't want to help the people. As a young person, you always have to participate in democracy. And how do you do that? By participating in things like voting. And how do you do that? You need to be a registered voter.
In another development, the Oasis Forum yesterday relaunched the coalition against Bill 7 and resolved to petition the Constitutional Court to declare the constitution reform process as a nullity and contemptuous. In addition, the forum is of the view that the current constitutional reform process anchored on Bill 7 is being driven for narrow partisan interest to boost the chances of the United Party for National Development, UPND, in the 2026 elections. Speaking on behalf of the Oasis Forum, Law Association of Zambia, last President Lungisani Zulu said the forum has resolved not to participate in the making of submissions to the technical committee constituted by the government to legitimize Bill 7. Mr. Zulu argued that participating in what he termed as a rigged process is a sham and contemptuous, adding that it only serves to sanitize the process whose results will not be inclusive. Addressing journalists in Lusaka, Mr. Zulu explained that the forum will formally write an open letter to President Hakainde Hichilema, urging him to provide leadership and halt the process. He also disclosed that the CSOs under the forum will undertake a nationwide coordinated car honking campaign from 15 hours to 17 hours to protest the unwarranted interference with the supreme law of the land. The forum has also indicated that they shall write to every member of parliament to remind them of their constitutional duty to protect national interest and public will by urging them to not support any amendment bill that undermines constitutional principles. Mr. Zulu has called on civil society organizations, traditional leaders, faith-based organizations, and all well-meaning citizens to join the crusade against Bill 7. Mbala District Commissioner Jester Sikagwe has flagged off the distribution of farming inputs under the Food Security Pact program in the Department of Community Development and Social Services. Speaking during the flag-off ceremony, Mr. Sikagwe thanked the Department of Community Development for the commendable work done in ensuring that the inputs reach the intended beneficiaries. He further warned and cautioned individuals with a tendency of selling farming inputs that they will face the law if found engaging in such illegalities. An Mbala District Community Development Officer, Teresa, says that a total of 2,224 beneficiaries are expected to benefit from the program in the district. In international news, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, the daughter of former South African President Jacob Zuma, has pleaded not guilty to charges of inciting violence during the devastating riots that took place in July 2021. She appeared before the High Court in Durban for an initial court session on Monday. Prosecutors allege that her social media posts incited others to engage in violent actions, worsening the unrest that engulfed the nation during the tumultuous period. Zuma Sambudla has been a prominent figure in South African politics, and her involvement has raised concerns about the declining support for the African National Congress, led by her father. The riots were triggered by Jacob Zuma's imprisonment for failing to comply with corruption inquiry. What began in KwaZulu-Natal rapidly spread to Gauteng, resulting in widespread looting, arson, and a tragic loss of life, with over 300 fatalities and extensive damage to businesses. This trial, attracting significant media attention, places her actions under intense public scrutiny. It also underscores critical issues in South Africa, including high unemployment rates and economic inequality, as well as the influential role of social media in inciting civil disorder. Still within international news, Angola will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of its independence from Portugal this Tuesday today. The country declared its independence on 11th November 1975 at the end of a 13-year war. The event took place in dramatic circumstances with the Nationalist Forces of the People's Movement for Liberation of Angola, known as MPLA, and the National Union for Total Independence of Angola, UNITA, engaging in a civil war that lasted close to 3 decades. Commemorations of the independence anniversary have been ongoing throughout the year, but beyond the celebrations of this historic milestone, many Angolans still face significant social and economic struggles. After 50 years, despite progress in infrastructure and